What is co-creation? 1% inspiration, 99% preparation. What is co-creation? Obviously you don't know, because it is the lack of co-creation that causes you to not produce results while others do create amazing things, with the same exact product. So don't you think it is time you learn what is co-creation and how to co-create? And alternatively, what is the difference between those dudes and dudettes that produce results, and you? You look the same. And yet, somehow you are not the same. 1. I'll tell you in the end. Because if I told you now, you'd nod and stop really reading. That is how you behave with everything. The moment you think you understand, you are done. But understanding is a booby prize. That is your relationship to producing. You stop at understanding. 2. As you look at what needs to get done to produce, you go through emotional upheavals, self-doubt, doubting the thing, doubting if it is worth it, doubting if the teaching is accurate. Ultimately, what is operative, i.e. functional, there is your core default operative principle. Operative principle, like I am a loser, or I am slighted, or I shouldn't have to do what I have to do to get what I want, or I am special, so give it to me, or I am so smart, I'll just skip steps, or I need to learn more before I can do it. Obviously, with your core or default operational principle, you either won't do anything, or you'll skip steps, or waste time studying, and never doing anything. 3. You are hoping that someone else will hand you the key to the kingdom. Most of my clients are of this persuasion. You have your hand out, and take what you get, but don't do anything with it. In essence, this is also a default operational principle. Give me and leave me alone. It is my due. You can see that this attitude isn't favorable for becoming a producer. Producer of what? A life that is worth living. A producer of what you actually want. The law of attraction, or manifestation, people teach this. You'll see later in this article why what they teach is bogus. But the reason is below the visible. Under the hood. 4. If you have your eyes on the slick, clever moves where you pick the lock instead of producing a key, where you go around and find a coupon, or an old link, to get a discount, or where your whole goal is to beat the system, you can't have your eyes also on producing. And you won't. 5. Almost the same as number 4. Except in this operative principle, you want what someone else has. So, just like in number 4, you cannot have your energies directed at producing, they are tied up in looking at what you can get from another. I want what others have. 6. This is a tricky one. On the surface, you are ambitious, you have your sight on high. But that causes you not to pay attention, not to enjoy, not to be productive on the level where you actually are. Like the dude who watches the top of the building while he walks, you fall into holes in the pavement, or walk into lampposts. Because you need to keep your eyes, attention, and energies with what you are doing now. The current step. This is also the reason, I say, that you skip steps, crucial steps, that make the whole production worthless. The steps on the street level are not glamorous, and you are only interested in glamour, fame, and fortune. 7. You fancy yourself big thinking, but in fact you are small thinking, because you think in projects, not lifetime. You may dream of building a search engine like Google, but you don't think on how it will be everyone's favorite landing page, how it will make money for you, how it will have an infinite income source. You may dream of becoming a real estate mogul, but you don't think further. And even if it were done, accomplished, life would continue, and that life will be full of drudgery, unless you think of lifetime. Your default operative principle is, when I get that done, I'll be important, I'll be somebody. Without that, I am a nobody. You have to participate relentlessly in the manifestation of your own blessings. Elizabeth Gilbert. But how do you do that? This is where the second half of the story comes. If your current, default, core operative principle renders you inactive in the creation of your blessings, and it does, it is logical that you need to invent a new operative principle that can take you, through producing, to your blessings, and if possible, through life. Lifetime. Building a coherent life. A coherent life is built on an invented operative principle. Obviously, not everyone will be willing to go there. Because in order to build a new operative principle, you need to clear the space for it. You cannot build something that will last on the top of misery, on the top of a morass. So you need to clear it. And I didn't say clear it with energy. I didn't say clear it with hocus pocus, with hypnosis, with healing energies. No. Clearing is, gasp, a lot like clearing your closet. If you just throw the old clothes into garbage bags, and put the bag to the curb for the garbage men to take away, you'll sneak out in the middle of the night when you can't find your slippers, and bring the bag back. No, the way to clear the closet is to look at every piece and ask questions, like, is this piece in alignment with what I am up to? And that may feel wrong. I snatched this piece from Rob Bray's Sneeze Weekly email, because it fits here nicely. Thank you, Rob. The door you're not supposed to open. If there is one door in the castle you have been told not to go through, comma and cry, writes novelist Anne Lamott, and cry, you must. Otherwise, you'll just be rearranging furniture in rooms you've already been in, dot and cry. Is it perhaps your time to slip through that forbidden door? The experiences that await you on the other side may not be everything you have always needed, but they could at least be everything you need next. Besides, it's not like the taboo against penetrating into the unknown place makes much sense anymore. The biggest risk you take by breaking the spell is the possibility of losing a fear you've grown addicted to. You need to look at yourself, and your life, your behavior, your attitudes, and be mortified, and weep, and yell, and want to close the closet door again, and lock it. But the more intestinal fortitude you have, the clearer the closet becomes, and the more ready you become to create a new operative principle. This is what the memes, the maxims, the teachings of the gurus don't tell you. At least I haven't found a guru who told you this. The better you become at this clearing work, the more effective your new operative principle will be, the more operational it becomes. Unless you do the clearing thoroughly, you will always remain in either the unconscious incompetence, or at best in the conscious competence. You will have to try to think what the operative principle you invented was. In unconscious incompetence, you don't know what is running your life, what is the operative principle. And truth be told, in some parts of your life, in some areas, it takes decades to fully clear what's there. I started this work in 1985, late August, almost exactly 35 years ago. And I never let up. And there are still certain aspects of my life that I have no idea what is exactly the operative principle that keeps me unhappy. For example, the area of Jewishness. I still have a chip on my shoulder there. But unless I can verbalize it, succinctly, as an operative principle, it cannot be cleared. So it is stuck there. In the upcoming Instant Coherence Solution Workshop, I'll be working on that. While you work on what you work on, I have a definite advantage over most of you. I have my buddy, Source, at my disposal. I can have 20 questions with Source, and get closer to what exactly is the operative principle. So I just asked, and I got a yes. I asked, does this have to do much with my soul correction, forget thyself? Superiority supreme. Lol. I can see that. I have a buddy who helps me help you. People who know me through workshops know that I ask my buddy, Source, about the participants' issues too. And this way we are not seduced to false, dead end directions. In my 26 years of participation with Landmark Education in all its incarnations, my biggest complaint is that the leader or coach would mostly accept what somebody said without problem, even if it was garden variety horse poop. Why? Because you need to be an empath, a true empath, to feel the underlying attitude that gives away that something is shallow, or pretentious, or misguided, or not it. When you say the words of the real operative principle, I can tell. How? I can feel the profound, deep, and painful emotion you feel. And that is what validates the words. It takes people a lot of effort and courage to get to the real issue. The real thing, either because they are ashamed of it, or because they want to hide it, because it is evil. That is where my ability to validate or not comes as a secret weapon. And I also check a source to double check it. Once you get the ugly out, once you really take a good look at it, you can send it to the curb, and start contemplating a new operative principle, that can give you the life that you love and live powerfully. In the 5 recorded sessions, you'll hear how other students did it. You'll cry and laugh with them, and start thinking about your own. And then, if you come to the live session, you can work with me, and leave with an amazing operative principle that has the potential to keep you in heaven. If you are willing to co-create with it. This is still the sentence that unless you obey it, this is the sentence that will decide what happens after the course. You have to participate relentlessly in the manifestation of your own blessings. Elizabeth Gilbert. How you decide now, and how you behave during and after the course, of course will depend on your relationship with yourself. On your integrity. If your integrity is very low, if you are slippery, or casual, or nonchalant about your word, this course will not work for you. In qua, your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have, including your work, your environment, your hopes and dreams, your aspirations, your growth. Which is why it's so crucial to periodically take a thorough inventory of your relationship with yourself. And guess what? Now would be a perfect time to do so. Even more than that, during your inventory, if you discover ways in which you treat yourself unkindly or carelessly, you can generate tremendous healing energy by working to fix the glitches. The coming weeks could bring pivotal transformations in your bonds with others if you're brave enough to make pivotal transformations in your bonds with yourself. If you are more committed to a life worth living than remaining the little shit you have been, then do this course. If you sign up before October 2nd, Friday, I will gift you an Avatar State Activator audio, the nothing wrong / nothing to fix that will make it easier, maybe even possible, to do the clearing work of the course. And I will include you in the group that attempts to keep that nothing wrong / nothing to fix operative principle active and operational in their lives, as much as they can without doing the course. This is a $100 value bonus. For some, invaluable. For some, valueless. Value is in the user's world, not mine. If this excites you, then click the link below. Go to the next step. Go to www.yourvibration.com / 1/instantcoherence.